let me make the connection with what I was saying about the so-called religious group, that is to say the church, and the spiritual communities. Then let me conclude. I've time only for a few words. I was going to say quite a lot on this subject, quite a lot more. I was going to say something about the nature of the WBO in relation to Eastern Buddhist tradition, the Eastern Sangha. But I've decided to leave all that to my fourth lecture. So let's just stop for the time being and see where we are. Because we've gone a long way, we've covered quite a lot of ground, so where are we? Well, perhaps now we see our own place in wider perspective. Perhaps we see our own place in the vision of history. When I say we, of course, I mean the WBO. And clearly, we are on the side of the spiritual communities. We ourselves are a spiritual community. And since we are a Buddhist spiritual community, we can say that we're a spiritual community in a particularly pure and uncompromising form. And it's important that we remember this. It's important, in fact, that we remember that we are engaged in a battle. We're engaged in a battle with the group. So far as we are concerned, of course, it's a non-violent battle. Though that's a bit of a contradiction in terms. A non-violent battle. But the enemy, however, to use that term, will not be so particular. He never has been very particular in this particular respect. And in this battle with the group, we should not be always on the defensive. We should take the offensive too. And what does this mean? It means we should be more outward going. We should go out and meet people. We should talk to them, should encourage them to become individuals. Tell them about meditation. Tell them about the FWBO. Don't be shy. Don't hide your light under a bushel, as the saying is. Talk to them. Tell them about everything. Invite them along to the centre or the community. Invite them to come on retreat. Don't just sit at your centre like the proverbial spider in the middle of its web, just waiting for people to come along. Some will come along, but there are lots and lots who won't come along, not in that particular way. So we need more and more individuals, not only in the order, but in the world. We need more and more spiritual communities. And eventually, the spiritual communities should, as it were, outweigh the group. Light should overcome darkness. Creativity overcome reactivity. And when this happens, when the spiritual communities outweigh the group, then there will be an even greater change in the world than that which took place in the Axial Age. The world will be transformed. The world will be the veritable Sukhavati. Well, that, we may say, is my vision of history. And I can only hope that the WBO will play its part.